Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to the Sharkpreneur Podcast with Kevin Harrington and Seth Green. Kevin Harrington is the inventor of the infomercial, one of the original sharks from the hit TV show Shark Tank, and has generated over $5 billion in TV and digital direct response sales. Seth Green is the world's first trusted authority on cutting-edge direct response marketing, a best-selling author, and the only three-time Marketer of the Year nominee. On the podcast, Kevin and Seth interview sharkpreneurs who share straight talk on what it takes to explode your business.
Why do so many businesses struggle while others seem to explode overnight? Do you wish you had the secret to this type of exponential growth? Now, I've scaled more than 20 businesses to over $100 million, and it's not just luck. In my new book with Mark Tim, Mentor to Millions, you'll learn the repeatable framework I use in all my business ventures for massive success. Order at kevinmentor.com and get over $1,000 in bonuses. Head to kevinmentor.com.
Welcome to the podcast. This is your co-host, Seth Green. Today, I've got the good fortune to be interviewing Bart Chennison, the author of One Spiring, Your Next Step in Business Development, which delivers clarity and ease of use methods on how to move from purpose to profit, a step-by-step approach beginning from the moment an idea is formed for a business to those who want to improve a business that is already up and running. Bart, thanks so much for joining us.
Yes, thank you, Seth. It's really great to be here. Awesome.
All right, so let's go back in time a little bit. You've had an interesting career. How did your latest iteration come about?
It was not so successful. I was really finding my way through life with all the circumstances. I was founder of two other companies, and I really had a great setback. And I crossed the wall. I lost my money, almost lost my wife. But here I am, 7 years ago, I founded my company, Inspiring Company. And now we are transforming that company into a global company with presence in more than 10 countries and looking for all kinds of partnerships all over the world.
Well, congratulations. I know the longer version's in the book. I would like to dive a little bit into it a little bit more before we talk about the book. So how were you able to persevere through that incredibly intense adversity?
Yeah, what I found is in the beginning, I didn't got the full picture. It was a good friend of mine. He said to me, Bart, I'm out of here. I say, okay, why? Why are you out of here? He said, yeah, it doesn't make sense. He said, why doesn't it make sense? I really didn't get the picture. And then finally, I got it. And so I left the company and I was searching for myself. And I came to the word inspiration as a source of inspiration. I said, that's the way I would like to continue my life, to make the best of my life, the rest of my life. So I was looking for a way how to create a living around it. And in the beginning, it was more like a creative consultancy. And then I came up with the idea to put inspiration in a verb. You need to really go for it. You need to work for it. So that's the beginning of Inspiring.
Okay, congratulations on that. Tell me a little bit about the company. How is the company helping entrepreneurs?
Yeah, in the beginning, it was more like a creative consultancy with pizzas and a lot of beer and enjoying working together. Think about new business ideas, new business modeling. But we were figuring out, okay, how to build a company around that topic. And there was already for quite some years, there was people were working with Business Model Canvas and they talked about Lean Startup. But for me, I was reading all those books, but I didn't really got the picture. Sometimes it was really too complex. It was not really answering my struggling. So I created a kind of personal approach, a personal methodology. And I put all stuff together with Lean Startup, but also with the Business Model Canvas, but small parts of it. It's really short and simple. And I started organizing workshops. And I was at that day located at the largest co-working space in Europe. And I organized, meetups, workshops, and I call them Inspiration Day or Inspirational Sessions. And then finally transformed into the Inspiring Company with an Inspiring Day, with an Inspiring Methodology and all kinds of workshops.
That is absolutely incredible. So what types of companies, what types of clients are you working with now?
I've been working for all kinds of companies. And in the beginning, it was, this is really interesting for startups. But in most of the cases, the startups don't have any money. So yeah, it's really great working with them, but sometimes really difficult to really build a sustainable business around those companies. So then I was transforming a little bit to scale-ups because, scale-ups, maybe they have a lot of money. Sometimes they're really great funded, well-funded. But the problem with scale-ups is that they most of the time think that they are the new Jeff Bezos and that they have everything already invented. So I transformed more into in-company sessions, governmental programs, but those companies didn't do anything with all the methodologies and topics. So finally, after a couple of years, it was so clear to me. And I think there is a huge gap in the market for the small business entrepreneur, the small business owner who like to go for it, work hard, who's really committed, would like to pay the bill, would like to grow as a personal entrepreneur, but also as a company owner, would like to work hard. And so my target audience is really the small business owner.
And then, and obviously you've had quite a bit of success now. Can you give us an example of a small business owner that worked with you? You don't have to share their name, but industry would be great in terms of what they were struggling with or what their challenge was and then kind of what the transformation was, how you were able to help them.
Yes, of course. Yeah, it was this morning. I'm so grateful that it was possible to go live again. I had a really great morning workshop session with a lady who's the owner of a travel agency. And the lady is really scaling up, although Corona hits her company very hard and she had a great large setback in the revenues. But she took the opportunity to reinvent her proposition and try to become stronger in these crazy times. And so we were working on her business, try to transform the company more as an established company, a standalone kind of thing, instead of that she is an entrepreneur and working in the middle of the company with all the things going on. So the classical challenge we are working on is how to somehow, it's like, I think it was Gladwell with the E-Myth was praising about how are you able to work and take a look at your company instead of being lost in the middle of it. So that's a classical example and a great way how we will work with small business entrepreneurs and help them and teach them and learn them, but more and more guide them to work at your company instead of in the middle of it.
That is absolutely incredible. What inspired you to write the book?
Yeah, it was in the beginning. I'm not a writer. This morning I got I'm not sure if you know, but it's only 2 days ago. It was last year I signed a contract with Morgan James, and I think we've been introduced by them.
Yes.
And so it's really an honor to work with them. And in my next event somewhere in November, also David Hancock will do a short talk about his book. But in the beginning, it was more like, yes, after a workshop session, after an event to give some, the participants some additional stuff. So I already came up with small instruction cards. I've got stickers, all kind of crazy small giveaways. And so in a couple of years, it was, I think it took me more than 3 years. It transformed into, it's called a syllabus in the beginning. It was more a handout. It was the presentation. And then there were so many people asking for it. So I decided to create a small ebook and send them the PDF file afterwards. And then a friend of mine said, why don't we put some energy in it and print some of them. So now I think it was 3 or 4 years ago, I sold already a couple of thousand of them. And And then, yeah, I got an introduction to Morgan James, and I'm very honored that they will be our international publisher. And so yesterday I've got my first book, and I've got it in my hand here. I'm really proud of it. So yeah, it's here.
You should be. And, congratulations.
It's really, it's really crazy. It's like getting a child. But it's the first day, the first moments I got it, it was on the one end, I was really, really astonished. I was happy. It was, but on the other end, it was also, yeah, the world is not changing at the moment. It's actually exactly the same as it was yesterday. So in the beginning, I was a little bit, yeah, maybe a little bit disappointed. I couldn't get, I put my finger on it. But now after a couple of hours, it's growing and evolving, and I feel the excitement. And yeah, it's really, really cool. It's really a nice to have, yeah, an add-on in my work that I can easily refer, that people can get it all over the world with all the different platforms and places. So yeah, it's great. And it's not a really management book. It's just a pocket Bible. It's just a short overview of your possible next step in business development. It's 50% is full of pictures. It's really completely different as all the books I have on the right side here, with Bibles with hundreds of pages. This is only 108 pages, and 50% is only visual. So you can see it's only small pictures, and with bullet points, and it's really hands-on. It's really actionable, and so it's more that you take it with you. You keep it in your pocket, and you say to yourself when you take a look in the mirror, okay, is it inspiring? Am I inspiring today? And then spend some time, so once a while for yourself, to sit down and reflect and walk and talk through each step of your business case by yourself, that you get a clear picture, and that you're for 100% sure, okay, this is why I'm here, this is what I need to do, this is my next action point, and then, yeah, just do it and execute the dream.
That is absolutely incredible. I don't want you to give away the secret sauce. I want everyone to go get the book, but can you talk a little bit about how you invented the methodology that's working so well?
Yeah, and I would love to give everything away, and there are no secrets, I think, for us, and I would like to help every entrepreneur. It took me 20 years to get here, and I'm able to pay it forward in 20 minutes. So it's not rocket science. It's more the simplicity that's the holy grail. So I think it was when you're meeting people outside, the most common answer on how are you is they say, oh yes, I'm so busy. And everybody's busy these days. And a couple of years ago, I said to myself, I don't want to be busy. I want to be completely relaxed and tranquilo. I would like to enjoy life. I would like to live a happy, relaxed life. And of course, I'm busy as well, but I'm pretty well organized. And the most important thing is that as an entrepreneur, you need to be aware that your most limited resource is not the financial part of your company. No, the most limited resource is time. So you need to be fully aware of your own time, and you need to connect all the dots between your company and all the aspects of your enterprise. And as an entrepreneur, you're the business owner. You need to somehow have the overview. And in most cases, how I see is that a lot of entrepreneurs don't have that overview. So we bring in, that's the first value, we bring in clarity. It's just short and simple. That's our mission. That's our motto.
That makes a lot of sense. Your passion is obvious. What do you like best about what you're doing now?
What I really, really like is that I'm able to meet all kinds of people all over the world, not maybe physically, and I hope one day that the traveling is back again, but to learn from other people as well. Each day, from each entrepreneur, from all kinds of stages of development, there is something going on. And every topic, every struggle, I'm able to bridge gaps, to pay it forward, to help entrepreneurs that they don't make the same mistakes. And that's really inspiring to me, and that gives me so much energy every day.
Absolutely. With all the success you've had, what's your biggest challenge now? What are you working on?
Now, my biggest challenge is now to really build a company without me. And so I'm practicing what I preach. And so I'm also in the middle of my learning, and the exposure is now here. The success cases are there, but I'm also in the middle of the journey. And I'm 48 years old, and this is my third company. I had my small successes, my big losses, and so I also need to work hard to grow as a person and with my company. So I'm at the moment working on an international proposition, and it's a kind of license construction. I have now 10 partners abroad in different countries across the world, and I would like to serve them, and I would like to serve other entrepreneurs, and then somehow to get the highest impact as possible, to serve, help other entrepreneurs in their journey, in their successes, not as that I know what it takes or I have a golden trick. No, more as a business partner, as a sparring partner, as a, just a simple guy who just keep you on the ground, and to take the greatest possible way how to improve your business and how to develop your business and how to grow and build it.
Awesome. For our folks watching and listening who want to learn more about you and about how to get a copy of the book, where is the best place for us to send them?
I think the best place is just take a look at Amazon, search for Inspiring or for my name, and they will find it. They can also check out our website, inspiring.com. It's written by with the one at the beginning. So it's Inspiring, One Spiring. And we have also free ebooks available for everybody. And it's the summary of the book. So you get clear instruction about how to start or build or grow your business. And with the book, you can have all the insights with additional worksheets, additional tips and tricks. So you really can do it all by yourself. That's, I think, the most important giveaway, that you don't need to hire all kind of consultants or gurus. You can just take a look at information, what is available for you as an entrepreneur, and select the right pieces. And this is one of the puzzles you can take advantage from.
Awesome. Well, this has been Seth Green for Sharkpreneur with Bart Jennison. Make sure you go to Amazon, check out One Spiring. Bart, thank you so much for joining us. Anything else you want to add before we wrap up?
It was great meeting you. It was really nice to be here, and look forward to a possible next time. And I wish you all the best, and hope to see and hear from you soon.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for watching or listening. We will see you or talk to you next time.
Do you need money to fund your idea, product, or service? Are you ready to take your business to the next level but need capital to get it done? Kevin Harrington has heard more than 50,000 pitches and knows how to help you make the perfect pitch to get the funding for your entrepreneurial dream. He's distilled the process down in his perfect pitch cheat sheet, and it's yours for free. Just text PITCH to him right now at 727-888-2100. Text PITCH to 727-888-2100 right now and claim your free perfect pitch cheat sheet. Text PITCH to 727-888-2100 to start funding your dream today.
This show has been produced by Market Domination, LLC. To discover how you can have your own show completely done for you and turn it into a real published book and become the authority in your marketplace, go to www.marketdominationllc.com/podcast offer.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.